But the example of a tsunami, right? You don't know it until the water recedes. And if you're not right on the beach, you don't know it until the water crashes through and takes you over. So the American public had been dealing with the idea of a pandemic coming for how long, right? 2-3 weeks. It's going to be here. It's going to China. It's going here. People are dying. This is going to be bad. Once it gets here, watch out. And you're going, okay, we're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. We're waiting. And once it came, we went, oh no, here it comes. It started in Washington. It's blooming out. Oh, it's in California. Oh my gosh, it's here. It's there. It's everywhere. And so everybody reacted and locked down this, locked down that. Stop going to bars. Stop going to restaurants. Which, by the way, Chris Hayes, Essie Cupp, Nancy Pelosi, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Anderson Cooper, and everybody in every elitist out there. Morning Joe, Mika, who pumped this hype about this virus. It's gonna kill you. If you get within 30 feet of somebody and they sneeze on a good wind, you're gonna get it and you're gonna die. Well, what my wife and I have been trying to do in our small town is go out and get takeout as much as possible, right? To try and help these restaurants out. Well, I walked in to a restaurant called the Chupacabra last night. And the Chupacabra here in Salado, Texas, and I've only been here for a little under a year, but it's a meeting place. It's one of those bars that you know as a meeting place, right? Everybody has that recollection of it. I walked in. Well, of course, that bar's been shut down since Governor Abbott succumbed to the hype. But I walked, and when I ordered, I was like, hey, do you guys have this? No, we don't have that. Okay, what about this? No, I don't have that. I just chalked it up to supply, right? Supply chains, things are getting a little thin. That's fine. So we got some fish and chips. And I walk in, and I'm just making conversation with the guy. And I said, hey, man, what's going on with the, you know, things are getting tight. He's like, nah, we're closing Sunday. And I was like, what? You're just closing? And then the cook who comes out of the back goes, yeah, we don't know. We just laid off 22 people. And all the beer in the bar is going to go to waste because we can't sell it. And we don't know what's going to go on from here on out. We're done. We're just trying to push food out of the restaurant at this point because we don't have anything left. We can't do anything after Sunday. Sunday, we are closing. And the guy, the cook, and this, the cook is a burly dude. No beer sales, man. You can't do it because you can't have gatherings of more than 10 people, at least in the state of Texas. So you can't even have like a one last kegger, essentially, to sell all this stuff. All of it's got to sit there and all of it's going bad. And he's a pretty burly jack dude, and he looked like he has just been sobbing, which I get because he's lost his restaurant. 2 weeks ago, I was in this place getting food again because we were trying to support these local businesses. And we were joking. We were joking around about this. Joking about not finding toilet paper here and there. And what happened? One thing led to another. Place is gone. One of the central meeting points in this town, 22 people, will be 24 people after Sunday. No more jobs. So I hope you're happy, SC Cup. I hope you're happy, Rod Dreher. I hope you're happy. All the people who got on your little Twitter feeds for your precious little clicks talking about how we're all going to die and we must shelter in place for the good of everybody. Those 24 people beg to differ now. At least in my town, 24 people in a town of about 2,000 is it might as well be 1,000. But you people who are still getting paychecks and telling people to stop working and wait for the government to descend from the heavens to give you a precious $1,200 check, you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Absolutely. And I don't know. This is probably the first restaurant. There are three restaurants in this town that I'm trying to keep afloat, my wife and I, because we love them. So we try to go to them as much as possible. Oh, this guy, I asked him, I was like, do you have any idea? He goes, nope, there's uncertainty. Oh, he doesn't know when he's going to be able to open his restaurant back up. His livelihood is gone. A week ago, everything was fine. Now it's done. And of course, we had an 80-year-old woman last night pass away, die from COVID coronavirus here in the state in Bell County. So I anticipate this shelter in place order is going to probably be pushed a week because we have such a high senior citizen rate that they're going to have, you know, of course, senior citizens vote. So they're gonna have a lot more sway while businesses in this town go under. And I just had to mention that. The Chupacabra restaurant is gone. Because people were scared of the friggin' sniffles. Man, I haven't felt a gut punch like that in a long time. Because I talked to these two guys who were like, I don't know what I'm going to do. A week ago, I had a restaurant. A week ago, I had clientele. A week ago, I had a bar full of people laughing and joking and hanging out with each other and actually enjoying a small community. Now it's shuttered. Now it's gone. For what? For a $1,200 check? For what? For a virus that if you go outside and you take things like elderberries and vitamin D, you have a great chance of not getting? For what? For power. For an absolute exercise in how much power somebody can exert. And we're going to cover Texas, Rhode Island, and all that stuff in the next segment before the 10 things you should know. We're going to talk about that. But I just wanted to take this first segment of the program here on the Barrett Brief and the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com, to talk about the fact that this is, we talk about it, we see the numbers on it. It's real, man. It's absolutely 100% gonna get worse. That 3.2 million people, it's gonna get worse from there. It's gonna double. So President Trump needs to come out and tell people to get back to work. Because this whole thing is out of hand. This whole thing is ridiculous. And it's being fed and propped up by those who are still cashing in on it. Realize that. We talk about contributing like we have in the bottom right. We have the dollar sign. You can crowdfund us on the go, if you like what you're hearing. You know, and it's CNN and it's NBC and it's all these people who have just seen this influx in interest in the news because people are scared. They are feeding on fear, and that fear has now translated into the loss of employment, of good, honest people working as hard as they can. For what? Right? I hope you all enjoy. I hope most of you people that are begging for a national lockdown, I hope all you people that are castigating anybody who says, hey, we should probably go back to work as not being pro-life. I hope you're all enjoying sitting there getting fatter on your couch watching Netflix. I hope you enjoyed the, it's not even a slow transition at this point, warp speeding into the WALL-E people. The people from the movie WALL-E. All you want to do is sit and just consume content, then consume next product. Oh, look, new show. Show over. New show. As your minds just absolutely become mush. And it does, and my wife actually works with somebody who owns another restaurant who's telling me they're struggling, so we're going to go there tonight. And I'm going to drive about 20 minutes. I'm going to drive into the next town to go support these people. Because my wife and I are very, we're fortunate. We have our issues, but we're fortunate. We're in a lot better position than most. And it's absolutely criminal what these people have done. It is criminal. And it is the power of social media combined with a less intelligent, i.e. people with the ability to think critically, population that is dying to be taken care of. All these things, all these things have come together for a perfect storm to just absolutely destroy the idea of the middle class. You're going to hear that the next couple days. The middle class. The middle class is the guys that I just talked to yesterday who don't have a friggin' job, AOC. But $75 million went to the Endowments of the Arts. Or no, I'm sorry, $35 went to the National Endowments of the Arts. $75 went to public broadcasting radio. $550 million are going to immigrants. The guys down the street didn't get a damn dime. But you want to talk about the working class.